Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
You're on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Monter for the workday afternoon. Today on Health Suite, we take a closer look at a common but not commonly spoken of ailment, yeast infections. We speak with Dr. Grace Huang, resident doctor at DTaP Clinic. To learn more now on Money FM 89.3.
Health Suite with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Money FM 89.3. This is Health Suite. Dr. Grace Huang, a resident doctor at DTaP Clinic, on the phone. Doctor, can I ask you to turn your radio down, please?
Hello, hi.
75% of women would suffer at least one incident of vaginal yeast infection or more. It is one of the most common female health-related issues in the world. And while yeast infections are not deadly, they can definitely be very uncomfortable and painful. Can you explain to us, Doctor, how yeast infections are caused?
So yeast infections are extremely common vaginal infections. They are caused by a type of fungus called Candida. Mm-hmm. So the vaginal canal actually has good normal lactobacillus bacteria. So it makes up what we call the normal vaginal flora. So sometimes you can have tiny amounts of Candida in it without causing any symptoms. But if there's any sort of disruption to your natural vaginal flora, then this Candida can actually overgrow and it can start to affect the deeper layers of the vagina, resulting in symptoms like discomfort, itching, and what is commonly known as a yeast infection.
Right, okay. Now let's talk about some of these common symptoms. In speaking with women friends, and from my own personal experience, it can be very painful and therefore quite traumatic.
Definitely, yes. A lot of the common symptoms would be things like itching, could be external, so around the vulva or even internally in the vaginal canal. For some ladies, it starts just as a bit of discomfort. It may develop into a bit more like a burning pain even. There may be quite significant soreness. Some of them even end up going to pee more frequently than usual, so they may think they have a urine tract infection. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a lot of times, a lot of ladies may also notice abnormal vaginal discharge. This can look quite dramatic. So we're talking about clumpy, curd-like, even cottage cheese-like discharge, which can be anything from whitish to yellowish to even dramatic greenish.
All right. Now, there are a lot of reasons why a woman can get one. Long-term use of or treatments with antibiotics, for example, could actually trigger a yeast infection. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Because while antibiotics may be necessary to treat some other sort of infection, they could also inadvertently kill off the good bacteria in your vagina, and that will allow the yeast to overgrow.
All right. So how is it diagnosed then?
So yeast infections can often be diagnosed what we call clinically, so meaning based on whatever someone tells me, and just by having a look, a physical examination in clinic. But at times, we may also choose to do a swab test, so a vaginal swab test just to formally confirm that this is a yeast infection and also to make sure nothing else, no other infections are going on.
Okay, you brought up that it can be mistaken for a urinary tract infection. So how close are the symptoms?
I think the main overlap would be that some ladies with very severe yeast infection, the infection could actually start to irritate the urine tract, so they keep feeling like they need to pee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And how are yeast infections treated?
So treatment for yeast infections would involve the use of antifungal medicine. So this could either come in the form of oral tablets or something which can be inserted into the vagina. So either a sort of cream which can be applied or what we call vaginal pessaries. So it's almost like a little soft tablet which you insert up inside. The medicine dissolves and it clears off the infection.
So if you are one of those women who unfortunately was on a long course of antibiotics, which caused the yeast infection, is there any contrast with the antifungals that you will then have to be on?
No, so the treatment would still be the same, regardless of the sort of trigger which, you know, caused the unfortunate yeast infection.
Okay. We're speaking with Dr. Grace Huang, resident doctor at DTaP Clinic. Pregnant women are more susceptible to yeast infections due to the hormonal and bodily changes during pregnancy. Would the treatment different for them, given that they are pregnant?
Yeah, so in pregnant women, certain medicines, certain oral tablets may not be suitable. So most of the time, we would be limited to treating mostly with just creams or vaginal inserts.
Do you think that some women don't seek medical assistance for yeast infection because maybe they're embarrassed and they don't understand what's happening to them?
Oh, definitely. Like, I've encountered a lot of women who feel very uncomfortable talking about their symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like it might be a bit embarrassing and they delay, unfortunately, before seeing a doctor. So by the time they actually seek, you know, medical attention, they're already in quite a large amount of discomfort, which could have easily been avoided.
Okay, so why do you think there is an embarrassment? It is not a sexually transmitted disease. It's about the fauna and flora within that area.
So I think for a lot of women, they may not feel entirely comfortable talking about symptoms, you know, pertaining to so-called down there.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe not everyone is actually aware that yeast infections are extremely common. I think if you speak to any of your female friends, you definitely find someone who has had a yeast infection before. So they feel like they are the only person who has, you know, experienced this. They feel very uncomfortable talking to anyone about it.
75%, let me repeat that then. 75% of women would suffer at least one incident of yeast infection. Is that during their lifetime?
Yes, yes.
That is actually very common then?
Extremely common.
And one woman could have it more than once?
Unfortunately so, yes. Yeast infections can indeed recur.
So then we need to demystify enough that women aren't embarrassed to go to their doctors about it. And we need to demystify it enough that their male partners understand that this is just one of those things.
I completely agree with you. It's not nothing to do with, it's completely not sexually transmitted.
Right, okay. Now what kind of complications can occur if a woman doesn't seek medical attention for a yeast infection?
So what may start out as a very mild sort of itch could actually turn into something a lot more uncomfortable. So if the yeast infection becomes severe enough to affect a bit of the deeper layers in the vaginal canal, then one might experience extreme itching, soreness, swelling. Sometimes people may even scratch till they get a bit of a superficial skin infection as well.
Which is all very unnecessary.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it's easy enough to treat, right? How long does treatment take before you're all better?
So it would depend on the selection of treatment choice. So sometimes some treatment is extremely straightforward. Just a single oral tablet or a single pessary may be enough for some people. And I would say that a lot of people would see improvement definitely within a few days, 1 to 2 days of seeking treatment.
So it's really quite a nothing event.
Definitely common enough and definitely extremely treatable.
Let's talk about women who are embarrassed and might not go to see a doctor right away. Home remedies. One of the things that I remember hearing from a girlfriend is I drink a lot of water and it goes away. Does that actually work?
So drinking water is not research proven to help to cure yeast infection or to improve it.
Okay, so seriously, ladies, go see a doctor. What can we do to prevent a yeast infection? Can we even completely prevent it?
I mean, there are no special measures that can be taken to fully prevent yeast infections, but there are various ways in which we could try to reduce the risk. So, for instance, avoiding any sort of practices that may disrupt the vaginal flora. So things like douching, using any sort of scented feminine care products. And then, of course, the idea would be to try to opt for loose cotton underwear and not take antibiotics unless it's absolutely medically indicated.
Okay, but even if we're only taking the antibiotics that are medically indicated, we could still pick up a yeast infection, or develop rather, not pick up.
Yes, that is correct. For some ladies, we may not be able to identify a trigger whatsoever.
Okay. Now, usually from the first onset of symptoms to the time that they go and see a doctor, how long do you think it actually is?
I think for women, women who are comfortable enough talking about it, they may come in within a few days, mm-hmm. but I've seen ladies who may delay for even a month, several months, and just, you know, suffer with the symptoms on and off.
You can actually continue to have a yeast infection for up to a month.
Oh, yes. So the symptoms may get worse, and then they think it's getting better, but it comes back. Yeah.
Okay. So go see your doctor as soon as you start to feel the discomfort. Would that be your advice?
That would be the safest for sure, yes.
Okay. Well, you know, the thing is, we are Asians, and there is always going to be a little bit of embarrassment about this. But I really do believe that this is one of those 75% of women. I mean, that's a lot of us. And so therefore, as common as it is, we shouldn't be embarrassed, I think.
Yes, I completely agree with you. And if any ladies out there are, you know, shy or feeling uncomfortable about seeing a doctor about this, there's absolutely no need to feel that way.
And on that note, we've been speaking with Dr. Grace Huang, a resident doctor at DTaP Clinic. Thank you, doctor, for the time and the information.
Thank you so much, Clarissa.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.